Okay, welcome to the Sports Ethos Los Angeles Chargers podcast. Brandon is with me as always. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing good, Rob. I'm doing good. We got a special guest today.
Yes, we do. Toby, we would like to present you with a virtual award. We don't have the money for a plaque, unfortunately, because we literally don't have money for an hour-long Zoom meeting either. But we would like to present you with our first NFL award of the season. At Toby Reacts earns the award for best NFL social media account of 2024. We are glad to have
Thank
you
you.
with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Toby, I woke up this morning and the first thing I see is Shady McCoy liking your post. And just.
I was in the gym when I saw that. I was like, yo, crazy. Crazy what?
But to start, like, tell us what piqued your interest in the NFL, what inspired you to do content on it, and just see the community like absolutely embrace you like open arms for someone who's just so new to the sport.
With the Swamp King documentary on Netflix, I don't know if you've seen that. Have you seen that one or
With
like Tim Tebow?
the McCoy one, yeah, we saw that video, yeah.
No. As in the documentary on Netflix, like the Gators one with
Oh,
Tim
yes.
Tebow and Swamp King. That's what piqued
Yes.
my interest. That's when I first was like, oh, okay, let me have a look at this sport a little bit. Because I never really liked it. Then I watched that documentary, I was like, oh, okay, that's going to be interesting. And then, because I was also getting a bit bored of European football, so I started looking more into it. And then I was also thinking, like, in the past, I've seen, like 2 years ago, I remember Speed, when he first watched football, people, like, were laughing at, like, him, sort of getting into it and things like that. So I was like, I could just try something like
Yeah, that's awesome. So where did the content part come into?
To be honest, just because of, like, when I saw the speed clip, I was like, I remember seeing that like 2 years ago. So I was thinking, I mean, I'm just starting to watch now. It would be funny if I just make clips, like, if I make reactions like that, because it would be genuine. Because I literally just started, there's no better time to do it. So that's when I was like, okay, I could just make videos of this and then post it and see.
Yeah, that is absolutely awesome. Go ahead, Brandon, with the next question.
We've seen over the past few years, right, that the NFL has tried to, expand overseas, grow the game. They've come a long way in doing that, because that was in the works, for decades, really, but they finally have done it in the past few years. With the NFL constantly coming overseas now, and especially coming to the UK, do you see the sport growing there at all? Has it grown exponentially? Have fans over there really taken to it?
I'm actually not sure on that because, like, for me personally, I don't really know many people who are fans of it. There's a few, to be fair, but, like, I think in the last 10 years, I'll say it's grown, but, like, I still say it's quite small. A lot of people are just, like, not closed-minded, but they just rather stick to their own sports, like, European football, rugby, things like that. But I think it's grown because, like, there are people I know, like myself, that do watch it, but not many. But I would say it's grown. I've seen it popular in Germany, very popular in Germany. And then it's grown a little bit in the UK, but I wouldn't say it's growing that much, but it's definitely grown a little bit. Still growing
Yeah.
enough. I think it can definitely grow in the future. But we will see. The thing they do with the London game was like, I think they brought this year, they could have brought better teams. I think they
Thank you
brought
for
like a
saying
bad.
that. Oh my God, we were angry at the teams they brought over. Finally, someone from the UK says that. Thank you.
It's like they bring the worst teams on purpose, kind of. It would have been better if they brought, like, to be fair, the Vikings, I think they brought them as well. They're good, to be fair. But
No, I'm
yeah, I do
glad
get
someone from
it.
the UK said it because we were yelling like, bro, you need to bring better teams over there if you want it to grow. Like literally a month
For
ago.
sure. You've got to bring better teams, more passionate fan bases. Obviously, it's difficult because you can't take it's difficult to take a team from America's home game and just put it in London and be like, yeah, you're playing there this week. But like, if they brought a team with passionate fans or either really good players or just popular players with fun to watch, then that would definitely be better. Like, for example, you have an Eagles hat on. Eagles fans, if you bring those guys to London, it's going to go crazy.
Yeah. And you know what it is too? A lot of players have said, like, you know, they're not sure about coming, but if you get, you know, a bunch of passionate fans that, especially when you have teams that are growing those big fan bases overseas, you got to bring those teams, you know, outside of the US more. So, you know, it's, you know, like they did that in Brazil this year, right? They did that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they had two big teams, you know, the Green Bay Packers, Philadelphia Eagles, they played each other. So, you know, that was really cool. Like, it was something, you know, different we hadn't seen. And it was two bigger, better teams, that, you know, with great histories. So I get what you're saying, you know, when it comes to that, you know. But the one thing, since you brought up, you know, like the passion of fan bases and how you've gotten into it too, just what, because you've done so, you know, so many reaction videos to this point, what player, what team or teams or group of players, what's drawn you into this sport the most?
Okay, so before I started, definitely the Florida Gators and Tim Tebow. I saw that, I was like, yo, this is cool. Like, the whole college thing, I was still wondering, like, how is this so big? But I was like, okay, Tebow, like, really looks nice. So started paying a little bit more attention then. But the season hasn't started, so there was nothing really to pay attention to apart from like a few more documentaries, like Receiver. I watched that. Receiver, Justin Jefferson, he was doing his thing. He was also doing his thing. Debo Samuel, St. Brown from the Lions. So it was the players that I watched, like, on the documentaries and like things like that, that was kind of brought me in. But then in terms of like kind of just when I was starting, or even just before I actually started making videos, was one that stuck out, I don't know why, McCaffrey from San Francisco. So that's why I started watching a bit of San Francisco games. His highlights were just crazy. So I was like, okay, I'll pay attention to them at the start. And then obviously, since I've been doing so many more videos, I've come to see way more teams and way more players. So now I've sort of been, there was a point where I was looking at a lot of Lions players, then Steelers players, and now it's a lot of Eagles players. So I think Eagles is the team that I'm really looking at right now. And I watched last night, you know, that was a good performance.
Yeah, that was definitely fun. Brandon, you should tell them what you said in our chat. We always post your videos in the chat like an hour before after they come out. Like, seriously, like an hour after they come out, they're in our chat room and we're losing our minds over it. But Brandon, one of your recent videos, you're watching Vic, you're watching Shady, and Brandon, as an Eagles fan, remembers watching that live for so many years, and your reactions were basically exactly the same as his for all those years, like wrapped in the one video.
Yeah, of course. We always say that. It's nice to see that. That's another thing. Like, the videos, it sort of triggers an emotion, like your childhood and the nostalgia, things like that. So that's one thing that I like. People say about the Aaron Rodgers videos, like, him on the Packers. People have been saying about Vic, about Steelers. So it's nice to see that my reaction, people, they have felt the same way. So nice to see that in a kind of common, they see these plays and be like, oh wow, like, how have you done that? Like, no way, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Brandon, pretty much right on the money, right? You were like, this is exactly what it was like.
Yeah. You know, because I was watching you react to, you know, because we know it, you know, the miracle in the Meadowlands when the Eagles came back against the Giants, you know, when, you know, you're sitting there and you're watching Michael Vick scramble. And like, you know, early in the game, you know, he's taking big hits. It's not looking good. He can't escape, you know, he can't escape pressure. And all of a sudden, as the game goes on, starts breaking big runs, starts making big throws. You know, he starts that massive comeback, and to see how you felt the same way I did, you know, because that game happened. I was 11, I think, about 10, 11 years old. So, you know, at the time I was a little kid, I you know, to see you go through the same emotions I went through in that game, it's like, that's it, it, you know, I was like, this guy gets it. Like he understands what it's like, you know, that's at the core of being a football fan, of being, well, you know, like to be a fan of this sport, you go through such highs and such lows.
Like the Falcons Patriots match.
Yeah. That's the epitome of that, where that game just went completely haywire.
It flipped. I don't even know how. In like 20 minutes. Crazy.
Do you think we know how? We still don't. And it's been years. I'm going to say, even years.
Crazy.
Absolutely crazy. So when you do content, what's your process? Like, what is your process of creating content?
What do you mean, like?
What's your step by step? Like, you just watch a whole highlight reel, you record yourself, and then you kind of edit it down and find the funniest bits, or how do you approach it?
So since when I started, it was, I'll ask people, like, in the video I make, and the action videos, I'm probably like, I'll be on the screen, like, who should I watch next? And I'll look through those, and I'll just pick, like, the most common names, things like that. Like, if I did even get comments, which was, but I didn't really. But now, because I get so many people asking different, like, comments, I can't even really ask that anymore. So I kind of have to just go through all the videos, or even, like, have to make a list of, like, all the players I want to do. And then, depending on what people have been saying recently a lot, I'll pick that player, or if their team is playing that on that day, I'll do that player, and then I'll be like, okay, cool. Tomorrow morning, I'll go on YouTube, search up, I don't know, let's say Peyton Manning highlights. And then it will bring like maybe the top 50 NFL players or thing. I'll watch that video, like 10, 12 minute video, just set my camera up, just put my phone there, start recording, and then watch it for the first time, react to it. And then after that, start editing. I pick the clips with the best players, or the clips which I found funny, or clips where I'm saying something which people might find funny. And then, yeah, edit it up. And then the evening, maybe post it.
That's awesome. I'm so intrigued by the process. That is so cool. All right, Brandon, go ahead.
I just did Peyton Manning today. That's why I picked.
Oh, you did Peyton today? Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, my God.
I can't wait to see that.
That was good. It is top 50 players. He has a lot of good friends.
Oh man, his highlight tape is crazy. Speaking of that, Brandon, go ahead with we asked you, Toby, to react to one for us, because like, we have to get something. We have to get you react to something.
So years ago, about a few years ago at this point, last year, closer to, was it 5 years ago? 5, 6 years ago?
I think so, yeah.
So we had probably the greatest regular season game that we've ever seen. I think Rob will say that. I'll say that. Everybody we know, it's basically the best regular season game, arguably, of NFL history. We were talking about the Rams-Chiefs game. The massive explosion between the two teams. And just when you were first seeing that game versus like to the end, like how was your reaction to the whole thing? You know, like what did you think about it?
So, because you told me to watch that one, I recorded it as well. So I was like, okay, the first time I want to make sure it's actually real. And when I did this, when I recorded this, did a few hours ago. Yeah, that was crazy. They were just going throw for throw, everything was like 100 points. And I don't even know, like, because the thing is, they were throwing a lot of interceptions, but they were throwing a lot of touchdowns as well. So literally every attack, like, okay, he throws it to Gurley, he throws it to Tyreek, who I didn't even know played for the team. But I just saw him score. I was like, oh, I don't know how he was there. It was crazy. Just every single attack was just either pick six or just touchdown, like, throwing it, Mahomes or Goff throwing it right to the end. I can't imagine them watching that in line, because it was just like literally every single attack was like a touchdown. I think it was like 40, 50 points in the first half. They're just going back and forth every single time. It's very entertaining. But I can't imagine how it would have been actually watching that Monday night as well.
I can't wait to see that. That's going to be awesome. Yeah. No, for us, I remember watching it live. My parents were telling me to be quiet. I was running around my house and screaming on every touchdown because I couldn't. It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was a good game. Was that the best? Was that the highest scoring game, or was that?
I think it's the highest scoring game in Monday Night history. I don't think it's the highest ever, but I think it's the highest scoring in the history of Monday Night Football.
Like highest scoring primetime game or something like that. Like highest scoring night game in history.
Yeah. Finally, any questions for us about like our NFL journeys? We saw you were struggling with the onside kick, and we were thinking about how to teach you or something. But do you have like any other rules or anything that you're wanting to learn that we could help you with?
I mean, I've got questions for you after, but the main one that annoys me is whenever it's like fourth or whatever, like to get to the yellow line. Like, you know, they do first, second, third, like, you get four attempts to get to the line. They, every time it's four, even if it's like two yards away, they always, or even 3 yards away, they always just decide to punt it back instead of, they never use their, like, attempt to go through. I don't know why. Like, that's kind of one thing I don't understand as well. I don't know saying why they never go for that.
What, like, going for two pretty much over kicking it?
No. Like on the first down, whenever there's like a fourth attempt to get it, they never really go for it. They always they punt it.
Oh yeah. So it's a lot based on field position. So like if you're way back in your own end, you're not gonna go for it more often than not because if you don't get it, the other team gets the ball and they're already about to score, basically.
Oh, so they get it right where you...
They get it right where you messed up on fourth down. So punting it means you just kind of flip it, pretty much. Mm-hmm. You're able to just get them backed up. So that's the risk. You push them back. Yeah, you push them back, and they can start back at, like, the 20 or whatever. That's basically what it comes down to.
It's a field position battle. So it's... Like Rob is saying, when you have, especially too, it's also just situational too. So there's some coaches that they'll go for it even if they're on their own side of the field because they believe that just their team is better at converting it. And then but most coaches, especially early in the game, will just avoid going for it just because it's too early, or a lot of times they'll either punt the ball just back and play the field position game and try to back the other team up and make them go the length of the field to try to score. Or if they're close enough for a field goal, they'll just kick it and take the points. So, cause especially early in the game, there's a saying like they say, like, you know, on fourth and two, why doesn't this team go for it? Like in the first quarter, right? It's like, well, that team, you know, it's called banking the points pretty much. Like it's not like, every team, you want to try to stack points kind of early rather than have to rely on something tougher later. So, it's a big, you know, like it's like a chess match. That's what Rob and I compared it to. You're trying to outthink your opponent.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Definitely.
There's coaches like the Lions, right, that you talk about, Toby, watching the Lions, where they don't care. They'll go for it on fourth and 10 and they won't care. But most coaches won't do that.
Yeah, the Lions are quite, expansive. Like they always burn it. Doing all their tricks as well, just throwing it around. I'll ask you guys some questions. I was going to say as well, who do you guys support? I know you see the Eagles. Are you Chargers fan or is it the?
So the Chargers pod was more of just like, what's the team that's most interesting that we can talk about week to week? And we chose the Chargers, and then we realized it was a bad decision. Because the Chargers can't do anything fun. So we ended it. So, I mean, mostly we just talk about any team, right? We come on a Sunday night after all the games are over, and we just talk about whatever storyline is going on, right? Related to the Chargers or not. And then Brandon freaks out about his Eagles. We have a couple Seahawks fans. I live in around that area. I used to be a Seahawks fan, and then they broke me during that Super Bowl, that New England Super Bowl.
2014.
So yeah. I just gave up, and watching Geno Smith makes me want to give up even more. I can't watch him. So I just kind of gave away my fandom. I was like, I'm good. Like, I'd rather just focus on broadcasting mostly. But yeah, so we do have our fandoms, of course, right? But I think it makes it more fun to just kind of sit there from kind of a fan's perspective, but also be grounded in like a broadcasting perspective, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, I get you for sure. Neutral kind of.
Yeah, for sure.
And then also, I was wondering, which kind of players do you guys like most, past and present? Of legend, things like that, or even current players.
Brendan, you can go ahead. There's some Eagles players that you rave about, past and present.
Right now, there's a bunch of players I love on the current team, but obviously the most obvious choice is Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
The things that he does for this team this year, I mean, he's going to end up being. He could end up winning two awards. He could end up winning Offensive Player of the Year, and he could end up winning MVP. Yeah, so he's incredible. Like right now, I love him. I love the way, I love the way how Jalen Hurts. He's not flashy, but he gets the job done. He's a very by the book kind of guy. Very grounded. I love that about him. I love that he goes in there, knows what he has to do to win. Figures out a way to do it, get out. We'll play the next team next week. So,
yeah.
Those two guys right now. But if I had to say past, it's not even just Eagles guys. Like right now, my favorite non-Eagle in the NFL is Buccaneers receiver Mike Evans.
I've heard about him.
I love watching him. And if you ever get a chance to, you got to react to some of the just his career because. I don't know if his streak might end this year, Rob, but he's like, isn't he the only wide receiver? He has the most 1,000-yard seasons to start a career.
He's probably not going to get it this year because of injury, but since his rookie year, he's got 1,000-yard seasons every year.
Yeah.
When did he start?
Wasn't it like
10 or 11? I'll look it up.
Was it maybe earlier? Yeah, it was definitely in the early 2010s. But I mean, he's been phenomenal.
He was drafted in 2014. So since 2014, Toby.
That's what I figured.
Okay.
Yeah.
10 years. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's crazy impressive, for sure. For me, it's a little weird because, as much as I love the top players in the league, I love just looking at unsung hero guys that nobody talks about, teams that nobody takes the time to watch on a Sunday. Like, there's this program that the NFL produces called NFL Red Zone, which is 7 hours straight of commercial-free football. It starts the first kickoff on a Sunday, and it ends on the last second half of the Sunday games. So you get 7 hours of just nonstop football, no commercials, every team, every game, they just jump around. So you're watching everything. Mm-hmm. You like, I live in Seattle, but I could be watching the Eagles. I could be watching the Chiefs, I could be watching the Texans, and then just keep, or the Titans, right, in Tennessee, the Texans in Houston, just keep going back and forth. It's absolutely incredible. It's a football fan's dream. Like, it's part of our culture. So with that, because you're watching all these teams with like a 1, 2, 3 win teams, and you're just like, okay, what can I get out of those teams? Like, what is fun to watch? out of those teams that are really, really bad that you just like, what makes them fun? So like Brock Bowers, the tight end for the Raiders right now, is extremely fun, but he's the only fun player on that team. That team is so boring. I hate watching them, but but I can't stop watching him. Or Brandon and I keep time up Bo Nix, who we're going to see tonight on Monday Night Football, and like seeing him as a rookie and like Drake May as a rookie, like these young guys on these really bad teams, just finding their way to success. But for me growing up, the one player that there, well, you reacted to Drew Brees. Our other guy, Shane, loves Drew Brees, loves him to death. He absolutely loves him. But the guy that stands for me in Seattle, if you ask, like, because, you know, people always say Marshawn Lynch, but the guy before Marshawn Lynch was this guy, Sean Alexander. And he was spectacular. And he wasn't really as much of a bruiser, but he was just a shifty guy, side-to-side guy, just absolutely torched teams by himself to get Seahawks wins back in the day. So for me, I would say Sean Alexander.
Okay, I've not heard of him. So I'm guessing he's a running back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. He's a running back. He's one that if you react to him, people are going to be like, oh, wow, he reacted to Sean Alexander, because people literally forget about him in this day and age. It's really sad.
You know, you know what I'm thinking too? You know who else actually, because I'm thinking of past players now, you know whose highlight tape you'd have a fun time with? You would love, or maybe you might be shocked by it because of how physical it is, but Brian Dawkins.
You've done some Brian Dawkins, haven't you? Right, Toby?
Yeah, I did it on day 29.
Yeah, but like doing, if you go back from his like his college days all the way to the end of his career, like if you take the whole thing, if you go through all of it, he's one of the scariest players in NFL history.
Yeah,
you know, he's like that. Ed Reed, another former safety, Ed Reed is like that. Troy Polamalu, all those kinds of guys. But, you know, because we talk about this on the show too, a lot of the way the game was played, you know, even 20, 30 years ago is a lot different than the way it is now. There's a lot of things that change, you know, like, you know, certain rules nowadays have changed because of those guys. So,
yeah, I've been told how do you see those things? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar with European football. A lot of things have changed in the last 20 years or things like that. Some say for the better, some say for the worse. It depends how you see it.
But yeah, it's about evolving for sure. Well, Toby, we are unfortunately out of time, but thank you so much, my
one
man.
One more question.
Yes. We have 8 minutes.
Which reaction did you like the most?
My favorite one was LeSean McCoy, because when I saw that, when I saw you go and react to him in the snow and be like, oh my God, he's doing that in the snow. And I was like, dude, the best snow player in the history of the league. The guy. When I saw Shady, like, That's what made me be like, I need to contact you. I need this boy on the show. Like I can't live without it. Like this is great. No, for me, the one that really stood out was Shady. What about you, Brandon?
I mean, you know I'm gonna be biased towards your Eagle stuff. So like the Super Bowl 52 reaction, you know, I could watch that for days. So, but I don't know, man. Like, honestly, I think I might have to go with a recent one, because this guy that doesn't get a lot of love and we forget about him kind of in NFL history a little bit, and to me, he's a Hall of Famer. You just basically did him a bit. Well, you posted him at least a few days ago when you did Devin Hester.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
The talent was crazy, yeah. Because I think I saw something. Is he the only returner in the Hall of Fame?
He is the only returner in the history of the NFL in the Hall of Fame for being a returner. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw that, yeah. And they said that in the video. Yeah, that was a good one as well. That was very good. I think he's got, I think I saw as well, this was not on YouTube or anything, it was on TikTok, that there was a clip of him from college going crazy. One clip, like, he went around, and he came back, and he went around again, and then he went again. Like, yo.
For me, before we go, for me, what I think is the funniest for people that live in your area, the United Kingdom, you know, we love Anfield. Brandon and I are Chelsea fans. You know, Stamford Bridge. What are you?
Don't like Anfield. I'm a United fan.
Oh, dang. Okay. I respect that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your mess.
I hate you. Yeah.
But like Stamford Bridge, you know, Anfield, things like that, like comparing that, I mean, you guys have rowdier crowds than we do, I would argue, because it's just nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, but seeing like college stadiums be like Michigan Stadium, the big house is that when that stadium is full, it's the biggest city in Michigan. That's what it's insane. So yeah, I mean, it's wild.
I need to have a look at that. People keep telling me to have a look at it, but I kind of focus on the NFL mostly. But I'm gonna try to.
Yeah, I would say if you want, I think the one college thing would be just search up Kick Six, and watch that Chris Jones. That's number one for me when it comes to. I'll send it to you right after we get done. That's the best college highlight of our lifetimes, I think. But Toby, seriously, man, thank you so much for taking the time all the way from the United Kingdom. Dude, it's morning here. It's crazy. Thank you so much, my man. Seriously, this is amazing, man. Welcome to the NFL community, man. You are officially 100% part of us. And we love what you're doing, and keep it going, man. Go follow him at Toby Reacts. Please go follow him. But, dude, you are 100% part of our community. 100%, dude.
Thank you. It means a lot. Thank you for having me, guys. Check out the pod. It's been great. Good invite. Good session. Yeah. Thanks a lot. It means a lot.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Toby. Thank you, man.
Thank you.